let us start the Gemara from the Lamed Vav Amud Beis, around 8-9 lines from the bottom. Amale Rav Ashi Rav Yishaya Barol de Ravidi. Rav Ashi asked Rav Yishaya as follows. Hosam Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Shesho Ba'odam Lamed Yoim Einei Neifel. That if a child was born and it lived for 30 days, so that is a proof that the child is not a Neifel. Haloisho, but if it did not live for 30 days, it died in the 30-day period. And we had learned, and Rashi says that it's speaking about, we do not know if it was kol oloi chadoshev, if lemaise, there was a full 9-month period from when she became oberes. So we have a child is born, it did not live 30 days. So according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it is a suffix. There's a suffix. Maybe this child is an eifel. Even though we had in Tosfos Roiv Noshim is Adres V'Yodis, most Noshim do not have Nefalim. But this is a Miut HaMotzoi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Chayish for this Miut, and he said, therefore, if we do not have this Birur of 30 days, we have to consider this child is a Suffolk Nafel. Beitma, and we had learned, Meis Besoich Lamed Yoim. What is the din if a husband died, and afterwards his wife gave birth to a child, and the child died Besoich Lamed Yoim, in this 30-day period? So in other words, we really don't know, did the husband leave over a bar kayome, a child that is a bar kayome, or was this child a neifel? Va'omda v'niskacho, and lemaise, his wife went and got married, and she didn't cheshben that it's not so poshut to get married. Maybe her husband never left over a child. Maybe this child was an eifel. Al kaponim, she got married. Ravine Mishmei Derova Oma. So Ravine Mishmei Derova said as follows. Im Eishes Yisrael he, if she married a Yisrael. So then we have to be from, we have to be chayish. Perhaps this child that was born and did not live 30 days was an eifel. So she is still a Yevom Elishuk, Yisraelitzes. So then, she has to get Chalitza from the Yevom. Vim Eishes Koyin he, if she married a Koyin, and if we will be Machmer and say that she needs Chalitza, so that will end the marriage, then the Koyin will have to give her a get, because a Chalitza is also a Koyin. Then she doesn't need chalitza. We're seimach on roiv, and we're makel that she could remain married to this koyin without chalitza. That is what Rabina said in the name of Rove. Rav Mishar Shie Mishmei de Rove Oma, Achas Zu va Achas Zu. Doesn't matter if she married a Yisrael, if she doesn't matter if she married a Koyin, Chaylatzes. She needs Chalitza, it's a Suffolk Nafel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's a Suffolk Nafel. So Memela, we will not permit her to remain with this Koyin. And she needs Chalitza, and eventually, so the Koyin have to give her a get. Omalei Ravina le Rav Misharshi. So Ravina told Rav Misharshi, Be'ulta Omar Rove Hochi. That is true. I heard from Rove at night that he had said that an Eishes Koyin also needs Chalitze. U'bitzafra Odabei. But in the morning he had Charote. He decided in the morning that we could be makel by an Eishes Koyin. Omalei Shrisua, he was matter her to a coin, ye rava de tishteru af tarbe. She was mispalo that you should be matter chaylev also. Rava should be matter chaylev also. So he'll realize that he can't be makel. So he'll see he was matter chaylev and he was nichshel. In the psak, so he'll see it's not, one shouldn't be makel or mishkol rishon. Al koponim. Hochin nami, so now we're coming to the shaila. But al koponim, we have over here that Ravina said that by a koyim we're makel, and you don't have to give chalitza. So now, hoche gabi muberes chaveiroi umenekes chaveira nesua lekoim. So now, this was the shaila. What is the haloche by muberes chaveiroi umenekes chaveira nesua lekoim? We had before the haloche that Chazal asked to marry muberes chaveiroi umenekes chaveira. They asked because they were afraid if she'll get married. So after she gives birth to this child, she might become Oberes again, and the first child that is born will not have, she will be unable to be Mainik, the first child, and the husband will not support the first child, so we're putting the first child in a sakon. So therefore they asked to marry Oberes Chaver Minekes Chaver. We had a machloikis. What is if one was daring and he did marry her? So Rameya said we consent him and he has to give her a get for the yagzoy lomis. And the Chachomim said that we don't have to be so firm. He should give her now a get, and after 24 months will pass, and the danger of the Vlad will pass over, so then he can remarry her. So he cleared the Shaila, so this is very good. The Chachamim, the Hanog of the Chachamim is very good by an Eishes, if she married a Yisroel. What will be the din if she married a Kohen? My. Mi'ovid Rabbanon tekanta l'koyin. Did the Rabbanon also say the same din over here? That you married her be'isa, you have to go and give her a get, and that will be fafalon. So it comes out by a koyin, the chachomim are really saying, like Rameya is saying, that it's finished. You have to give her a get, and it'll be layagzer elomis. Oiloi. Mi'ovid Rabbanon tekanta l'koyin, oiloi. So that means, did they make a special takona for a koyim? And they said, yafrish. They were meikel, or lawyer. They said, no. By everyone, it's the same. He has to give a get, and it's fafala. Omalei, so he answered him, ochi hashta, what is the shaila? He says, the basis of the shaila was, just like we see, that by a Yevomer Lashuk, we were makel if she married a Kohen that she shouldn't need chalitza. So here you had a shailem, if she married a Kohen, hafrosha should be sufficient and she shouldn't need a get from the Kohen. So he said, hochi hashta, there's no similarity between these two cases. Bishleima hosom. He says, Bishleima. When the case we're speaking about, that the child died teich shloishim, kiven the ikar rabbonon the pligilei the Rab Shimon Gamliel, the rabbonon achilek Rab Shimon Gamliel, the omri they hold afal gav the loisho vlad ma'al yave, they hold even though the child did not live 30 days, you don't have to clear it's an eifel. So, Memela, we have here a machloikis darabonan Rab Shimon Gamliel. Is gabi eishes koyin kiven the loy efsha of dinin kerabon. So that means we have a machloikis tanoim, and now this is a shasat chak. She married a koyin, and if we'll be machma according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, so we'll have to dissolve the marriage. is b'shas hadchak of dinin kerabonon. So we rely on the rabbonon. The rabbonon hold that you don't have to declare if this child was an eifel or not. So memela, so there we're saying on the rabbonon. Avol hoche. But in this case, keman navid. Who should we be makel according to? Iker Rab Meir, we have here by Muberes Chaver, we had a Machlekes Rab Meir and the Chachomim. Rab Meir said, he has to give her, if he married her, he has to give her a get, Le'yachzer Lomis. The Chachomim said, you have to give a get, and you can remarry her after 24 months. So, Iker Rab Meir, Ha'oma Yoitzi, Le'yachzer Lomis. V'Iker Rabbonon, Ha'omri, Beget, they said also you have to give a get. So, mehechi teisi, we should be liberal and not do according to any tane, because this kayin will have a problem. That we never said. So it's no shayla. Let us see Rashi. Hochi mai, Rabbi Yeshua berei de ravidi koboilo. Mi ovid rabbonon takanta lekayin. The aval gav. Even though by Yisrael, the Aloch is in the Yoytze Beget, Achi Yegi Yezman, right? Also, Mu'udach Shegi Yezman Imotzi Ledura. So there they said Yoytze Beget because he has an Eitze. After 24 months he can remarry her. Avaloch di Megarish lo lo imotzi mahadalo tizgi ba'afroshe ba'alme. So the Gemara says, no, over there, of dinin kerabono, v'samchina navlav. So the Gemara baita, itma, kicho b'soich shloisho. What is this speaking about? So Rashi says, kicho b'soich shloisho, shum almona egrushe. There was a woman that was an almona or a grusha. He had no right to marry her. Teich shloisha means teich shloisha chadoshim to the get or the Mrs. Bailo. Because we have to wait 3 months als havchone. We have to see if she'll, if there'll be a child. We have to know if it's a child from the previous husband for him. But he did the wrong thing. He made kedushin. Uborach, and then he ran away. Pligi borav ache verafchom. Chad omar meshamtin elei. So one of them said, we'll put him in chermias to give a get. That means, he had no right to marry her. Even though he didn't make nisuin yet. So really, there's no chshash of afchone, but, meshamtin elei. We'll put him in cherem and we'll force him to give a get. We will not permit this situation to continue. V'chad oma irukei mistaye. No, but he ran away, that will help him, that he doesn't have to, we won't force him to give a get. Havu uvde, there was a maisev oma lo rafchom irukei mistaye. That when he ran away, that helps. What is Irashi? We don't have to force him to give a get. That when he ran away, that showed that he doesn't want to be a meirid b'divrei Chazal. He's afraid to chapel with Chazal. He won't make nisuin until the 3 months will pass. The Mechabon Shulchan Aruch brings down a machlekes apoiskim, how far did he run away? So others say that he ran away a three-month distance. That'll make sure that he won't come back till after the 3 months will pass. The Goyin says from Rashi it doesn't seem like that, because Rashi says, the goli daited leboi lichnois. We see from his actions that he has no intentions of making the suin. So that is why we don't have to force him to give a get. We hear in the Mishnah, Sofik ben Tisha l'rishain, Sofik ben Shiva l'achrein. A person was miyabim the Yevomit. and the child was born, and we don't know whose child this is. Is this the child from the mace, and it's a ben tisha? Or is this the child from the yovam? So the Mishnah says, yaitzi. Number one, he has to give her a get. He can't remain with her because it's a suffix if it's a child from the first one. So it's an eshesach sheyesh leben. So he's not permitted to remain with her. Vavlat kosher. Number two, the child, whoever the child's father may be, but there's no shail in the kashas of the blood. If it's the ben harishin, so the ben harishin. It's the ben hayovam, so it comes out that the rishin did not have a child, so there was a mitzvah of yibum. So it's also a kosher child. V'chayovim ba'oshim toli. And these two, the husband, and the Yavam and the Yavama are chayv and oshim toli, because there's a suffix, were they oiv and isar eshesach? Weren't they oiv and isar eshesach? So memela were chayv and oshim toli. Omalei Rove Rav Nachman. So Rove asked Rav Nachman a shayla. We have here a lady. We do not know whose child this is. Is it a ben tisha from the first, from the mace, or is it a ben shiva from the yovam? So Rav asked Rav Nachman amiridike kasha, leimo haloich acha roiv noshim, v'roiv noshim letisha yoldon. We have statistics. Roiv noshim give birth after 9 months. So memela, if we have a later, so we're clearing, is this from the Rishain? Is this from the Shaini? So we should go Basa Raif. And Raif should paskin that it's the child of the first one. And Memela, what should be? So they should be Chayvachatos. So Memela, it's the child of the first one. So it's an Eshesach Sheyesh Loi Ben. So Memela should be Chayvachatos. Let us see Rashi. V'Raif Noshim Letes Yoda V'Lai Sichatos. So let them bring a chatos. The vadai ba kamahu, this is, I can zicher assume that this is the child from the first one, the eishes och bas bonim bo. So let them bring a chatos. That was the kash. Omalei noshi didon l'shiva yolda. So Rav Nachman told them, you know, our Noshim give birth after 7 months. Well, see, this is very unclear. We understand, as though the sugya will progress, we understand a little later what Rav Nachman answered him. But he answered him, Noshi didon l'shiva yolda. Omalei, so he told him, Noshi didchu averu bedaume. I mean, I don't understand you. But the right Noshim give birth after 9 months. Omalei hachi kamini. You don't understand what I'm telling you. Roiv noshim yodom letisha. That's true. Roiv noshim give birth after 9 months. Umiyut leshive. And a miyut noshim give birth after 7 months. But v'chol hayeledes letisha, a woman who gives birth for 9 months, as a 9 month pregnancy, ubra nika lishlish yameha. So after 3 months, it is nika that she's muberes. Vizu hoyel v'loy hukar ubra. After 3 months, it wasn't hukar ubra lishlish yameha. It wasn't hukar ubra. Is isra lay rube. So now this is Areyes in the Reif. Areyes in the Reif. Because how could you say she's from the women that give birth after 9 months? If it would give birth after 9 months, so we would have seen that it's Hukar Ubra. And who says we didn't see? Because if we saw after 3 months Hukar Ubra, so we would know klar it's the Ben Harishin. So we did not see after 3 months. That's our koch pshat. The Mishnah says it's a sofik. So koch after 3 months we didn't see. So now we have a klal that whoever gives birth in 9 months, it's sukkah ibra after 3 months, and we didn't see it 3 months. So the Gemara says, "Ikol hayeledes letisha ubra nika leshlisha meo." If there's such a klal, "Kol hayeledes," you're saying a mouthful. Whoever gives birth for 9 months, then the duber is nika after 3 months. Omidaloi huka leshlisha meo. And so now it wasn't leshlisha meo. 3 months passed by, and it wasn't huka ubra. So you tell me there's a cloud, cold. So memela, so it's zicher abar shiva. So it's vaitishver the Mishnah. So why do you bring a noshim toli? Ela ema roiva yoyledes letisha ubra nikolish lishemeh. So it says, no, he have to be misakin the loshen, not kola yoyledes, the roiva yoyledes. Vahai midaloi huka lishlish yomeo israelei ruben. So memele, it's israelei ruben. So we have here, it's like a roiv keneged a roiv. That means roiv noshim al yoldeis letisha, but roiv noshim al yoldeis letisha esuka ubran leshlisha mer. On here it wasn't the kolishlisha mer, so we have a roiv akert that's saying it's not a bar tisha. So memela it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, so memela the mechuyev to bring an oshem toli. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Vizu hayav lehuka ubra leshlisha mer, the huka lehave misafkalon." That means if it would be huka ubra, so then we wouldn't have a suffix at all. So we know klar it's a child from the mace. Leshlisha mer dersi vehi kemishlo ish chadoshim. Isra leirube deleitishtaya basa roiv noshim. Now you can't say that she's from roiv noshim. Ela sofik basa miyot sofik basa roiv. Rabbi Kevega asks a very interesting kasha. Rabbi Kevega asks, the Gemara had asked a kasha that Gemara had a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if we don't know if it's a child from the first one, it's a child from the second one, so they bring an Oshem Toli. So the Gemara says, I have a oifen how to be mevarer. It's a child from the first one. Roiv Noshim Yodes Letisha Chadoshim. I have a birur of roiv, it's from the first one. So the Gemara says, no. Al-Kocher is speaking about that it wasn't Huka Ubra. If it was Huka Ubra, it wouldn't be a Sofik. So it's not Huka Ubra. So you have a roiv akert. So memele, so that's it's a Sofik. So the Kevega asked, what will be the din if, let's say, the husband died Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and 20 days later, the Yavam was Miyabim, the Yavam, 20 days later. Now, Shlish Yomeho, for, if it's from the first one, so then it should be after Tzvi Chadoshim. Shlish Yomeho for the second one, if it's a bar shiva of the second one, so it's 2 months and 10 days. That's a shlish of a bar shiva. So what will be after 3 months, mamish after 3 months, that means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar he died, 20 days later the Yavam was Miyabim, and 3 months later is Hukah Ubra. But after the Hukah Ubra, I don't know who it is. It could be, this is Hukah Ubra, it's Shlish Yomeho from the, if it's a Ben Teisha, and it's a Shlish Yomeho if it's a Ben Shiva. So the Mishnah could be speaking about such a case also. And in such a case, the din should be, now you should go bas a roiv, because here you don't have a roiv keneged a roiv. So Bekevege asks a kasha, the Mishnah only says it's a Sofik, because a Sofik ben Teish, it's a Sofik ben Shive, you bring a Noshim Toloi, he says, L'chayre, it's not true, I could have a Sofik, and L'chayre, you should bring a Chatos. That's a Bekevege's kasha. The Rishash wants to say that there's another Cheshbon, though, which Rabbi Kevege did not take into consideration. He says, that is true, that the Hukar Ubra will be after 3 months from the first husband, and it will be after 2 months and 10 days after the second husband. But Rabbi Kevege asks, when did she give birth to the child? That means if we'll say it's a Ben Shiva, so it should come out that 7 months after the 20 days it should give birth. She should give birth. If it's a Ben Tisha, so it should be much later. So Lemaisa, we could see from when it is born, when the child was born, if it's a Ben Shiva or a Ben Tisha. That's what the Rishash answers. Let us see Taisvis. Roiv hayoldeis lites. Ve'imtoima. Ma moyel hamtonas gimul chadoshim mishum havchon. Now Taisvis asks here, amoyodike kashe. Taisvis asks, what do we accomplish when we wait 3 months mishum havchon? Akati yochel lovei lidei sofik. It could still be a sofik. What's the sofik? Im tinosei miyat. Will wait 3 months, and then the second person will marry her. Viteleid levov chadoshim v'yoymechot ayafilu gimel yomim. And she'll give birth in 6 months. 6 months in a day, or Shasha says it can't be 1 day, or 2 days, or 3 days. The yeshli stapek, we still are going to have a sofik. Imhu b'noi shel rishim. Is this the ben of the rishim? That means it was born after 9 months. It's a little after 9 months already. Avavolein niklat hazera ad yom gimel. Chazal tell us that it's not muchach that she could be nisaba right away. Could be the zera was niklat. There's 3 days for the zera to be niklat. So memela, it could very well be that it's bnoi shalorishen, b'loi niklat hazera ad yom gimel. Oyu bnoi shal sheni, deyledes l'shive, yeledes l'mikotoyim. So if it will be born 6 months and 3 days later, after the second one married her, I'm still in the, I still have the same dilemma. Whose child is this? Chazal said, wait 3 months and you won't have a problem. So if we'll be born after 6 months, so Mamela, I know Klor, it's not the second one, because for a 7th month child, you need at least 6 months and 2 days, 6 months and 3 days. I know Klor, it's from the first one. But let's say it'll be born 6 months and 3 days. So now I have the same dilemma. It could be it's a child from the first one. And it was Lenikla Tazera Ad Gimel Yomi. Or it could be it's a child from the second one. And it's 6 months and 2 days and 3 days. Vizeu teima loima shetaye isha tzricha lahamtim gimul chadoshim v'gimul yomim. And there'll be a teima to say that that's taka da halacha, that you have to wait more than 3 months. You have to wait 3 months and 3 days. The lekamon mashme the gimul chadoshim dafke. That 3 months are sufficient. The omar chutz miyoyim shemeis boy. It seems, and they have 3 months besides these 2 days. Could be these 2 days are not Yomim Shleimim. So in Mele, all you have is, it seems you have exactly 3 months. The Ein Loima, so Taisvis says, maybe you'll say a teretz as follows. Kivin de himtino gimul chadoshim. She waited 3 months. Shayelinose, so we say she's allowed to get married. V'loi chayshinon shemo teileid misheni l'soif shisha chadoshim ubeiz yomim ay gimul. D'samchinen arube d'letes yoldon. That means like this. That means, Tosfos had said, we created a problem, and we're asking Akasha. That means, if it will be born after 9 months and 3 days, we're going to have a problem. So Tosfos says, why should you think it's going to be born after 9 months and 3 days? If it will be the child of the second one, Reiv Noshim Yodais Latisha Chadoshim. So why should you think a problem will arise? Mistome, if it's going to be a child of the second one, will be born 9 months after the second one got married. So why should you be afraid? Why should you be afraid that this will occur and then you're going to be in hot water? That's the Swiss kasha. The Ein Loima. Since she waited 3 months, now she's permitted to get married. I don't have to be afraid that she'll give birth after 9 months and 3 days. So, Mr. Tome, if it'll be the second one's child, will give birth after 9 months. That means if you're assuming, that means if you're afraid for all possibilities, so to get married after 3 months does not, you do not solve all the problems. But if you're telling me, you don't have to be afraid for all possibilities. I rely on Roiv and I assume that Mestomim, if it will be the child of the second one, Mestom will be born after 9 months. Won't have any problems. So then you don't need 3 months then. If you're going to say you don't have to be afraid of all possibilities, afilu toich gimel chadoshim tinosi. So let her get married. Why does he wait 3 months? Let her get married in the Gimel Chadoshim. The Samchin and Arube. So you'll see, what's there to be afraid of? You don't have to be afraid that the second will be a Ben Shiva. You're telling me, Reiv Noshim Ayodes Letisha, so Mestome, the second, he got married after 2 months. So Mestome from the second one will be 9 months later. So you'll know that it's from the first one and not the second one. They took into consideration whatever Sofik might come about. We have to make sure that we shouldn't be faced with this Sofik. So Memele, so Taisvis asks, so I bazoi, so they didn't accomplish everything. That is Taisvis Kashi. Vieshloimau. The kolkach loyhoya mishta akores o ubo shal rishoin atshlish yomeho minasheini. So Taisva says, if that's true, you could be afraid that maybe she was nisaba 3 days after Mises Bailo. So Alstachesben could be the 9 months will end The 9 months will end 9 months and 3 days later. And this is already 6 months and 3 days from the second husband. That is true. That could be. But Taisus says, but there's another cheshbon. When will it be huka ubro? When will it be huka ubro? That means if the huka ubro will first come about 2 months and 10 days after the second husband married her, so it's zicha not from the first husband. That means it should be a huka ubro. Chazal said, Reiva huka lishlishame. After 3 months, it's huka ubro. But if you had to wait till 5 months and 10 days to be huka ubro, so al kochach it's zicha from the second. So memele, so you have nothing what to worry about. That means we will not have a suffix in such a case. So when the child will be born, will be able to figure out who the father was. The Lady Biyuda brings down Akasha on this Taisvis. Taisvis had asked Akasha that, how is one permitted to marry after 3 months? It could be that we won't know if it's a child from the first one, from the second one. So Taisvis says, we will know. You'll see when it's Huka Ubra, you'll be able to find out. But the Nedib Yudas, I have another problem. How is a Yavam permitted to be Miyabim, an Isha, after 3 months? Maybe it is not 3 months. And therefore, maybe it's 2 days before 3 months. Maybe it was Loiniklat Hazera. So Mamela, after 3 months, Taloch is the Yavam is allowed to be Miyabma. Here, Taisvis Kashe is a Pella. How is one permitted to be Yavam after 3 months? Let's be afraid, Loi Niklat Azera, till 3 days later. So that it's Loi Huka Ubro, because it's not 3 months. So how is one permitted to be Miyam? And on this Kashe, the Nedib Yudah says, is Moira de Kechidish, which he's afraid to say, Laloche. Nedib Yudah says that if, after 3 months, if it was Loi Niklat Azera, and the husband died, when it was a dying Loi Niklat Azera, so there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So there's nothing what to worry about. That's what the Nedib Yehudah says. But the kashas are more the kashas that all the G'day L'Achayinim ask on the Taisvis. And they say, Grad, on this kasha, they say, Epsaposhe Teteretz. They say, on this chash alone, maybe Loi Nikla Tazera, I could rely on Roiv. Because Roiv Noshim is Niklat Hazera right away. Taisvis, who did ask the Kasha, because Taisvis is asking only Legabi the Din Havchone. Legabi the Din Havchone, we don't rely on Roiv. That's the whole Taisvis. They want, on the Din Havchone, they wanted to make sure that I know 100% who the child belongs to. There we don't rely on Roiv. So there Taisvis had a problem. But Legabi the Isser, for a Yavam to be Miyavam a Yavam after 3 months, we can rely on Roiv. Vizu hoyel v'loi huka ubro. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara asked Akasha, what is the suffix over here? If it's a ben rishin or a ben achri, we have a Roiv, that Roiv tells us that it's a ben rishin, because Roiv noshim are yodois letisha chadoshim. So the Gemara says, no, but I have a roiv that this is not a ben tisha, because after 3 months, it was lehuka ubra. So we have a roiv, it's not a ben tisha. Taimo. So Taisus asks Akasha as follows. The maile mekminolo becheskas heteliyov. So Taisus says, the Gemara is playing around with two roivs. There's a roiva here, a roiva here, there's a roiv that Yolad is Letisha, roiv noshim hukan umul shlish yamel, a roiv keneged a roiv. Taisha says, but there are other factors that we can use to be machia the sofik. The amailoi makminala becheskas hetal yavam. That means as follows. Kozman, this woman was alive. We were under the assumption that when her husband will die, you'll be miyabma. They never had any children. So, but she's becheskes hetaliyobam. V'lo yischayiv ba'oshim toli. So let us say, klo, that it's the vlad of the second one. V'yeinami vlad she'ini kosher. If the yobam will have a second child, it'll also be kosher. The smoich miyut yodis. Leshive, so Taisu says as follows. Rav Noshim are Yoled Letisha. There's a miyut that are Yoled Leshive. So we have a miyut. We have a chazoke that she's mutter to the Yavam. She was always oimet to become mutter to the Yavam. So smaych miyut Yodis Leshive a chazoke ve'ischa leirube. So we have on the scale weighing we have on one side a roiv that's telling us it's a vlad from the mace. On the other side, we have a chazoke and a miyut that's telling us it's a child from the yavam. So, smaych miyut ala chazoke v'israel ha'rube. So now we have a sofek ha'shokol. V'nismach ha'rube dubra nikel ha'shlish yemeh. And now we'll have a roiv that tells us it's not from the first. So memele, so we should say clothes from the second. The leopeg baladach and cheshvin alo chazoke, this is called a chazoke, that she was oimid to become the siyabim by the yovim. So it's called a cheskes hetel yovim. Gabi sofik kedushin. The kamapeg basra filoais etzerosam uberes cheshvin alo becheskes sekuke. V'chitayim ad'ikeru ba'achrinet. Tataisi says, maybe there's another roiv, the roiv noshim misabris v'yodes. Roiv wives have children. So therefore that should tell us that it's a child of the first one. Lefikach yesh lachzikach meberes minarishayn. So Tataisi says, amoyredik yisoyd, dein svore klal loymar benoshim sheshom baleim kamoshonim v'loy ibru. He says, a woman that was married many years to a husband, and she did not become uberes, umesu baleim deroiv muboris. There's no such roiv. The Neidibuda Muchetzich, so when do you have the roiv? The Nebuda wants to say the roiv is, in the first 10 years we have a roiv. The first 10 years, roiv noshim is misabris v'yoldis. After 10 years he tainis, then there's no roiv that she'll have children from him. So Bekitzer, it is very interesting, Taisus blibes by a time, Taisus does not understand our Gemorim. He says, Taisus has a kasha. We have here a chazoke, that she was mutter to the yavam. We have a miyut, the miyut noshim is yodas leshive, and that makes a reyes in the roiv, that yodas letisha, and then they have a roiv noshim, huka ubron leshlisha mer, that should tell us that it's a ben shive, and that should be machia the suffix. This is blibes by Akash. Tona Rabon, the Gemara says further, Rishon roi liyos koyin godol. Now, we said a child was born, in the case of our Mishnah, we don't know if it is a ben harishon or ben ha'achin. So the Gemara said, the Braisa says as follows, Rishon roi liyos koyin godol. This first child that was born, he can be a koyin godol. That means there's no problem whatsoever on his ichis. Either is the ben hameis or a ben ach, or ben hayovon, but there's no problem at all. He's a kosher child. It could be a kohen gadol. V'sheini, but what happens if the yovon did not give her a get, as it says in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he has to give her a get. What if he didn't give her a get and he had another child? Husheini mamzer mi sofik. The second one is a sofik mamzer, but I don't know. I don't know, since I don't know who the child, since I don't know if this was a child from the first one or the second one, so I don't know if this is an eishesoch, sheyesh loy ben or not, or ein loy ben, so a male, the second one is a suffix mamzer. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer ein mamzer me suffix. He's not a mamzer me suffix. You say mamzer me suffix, ein mamzer me suffix. So the Gemara asks, my comma, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying? Omar Rabbi Ochi comma, Rishin Roili is Kohen Gadol. The Rishin could be a Kohen Gadol. The first child that was born after the Yibum could be a Kohen Gadol. Visheini Sofik Mamza. And the second one is a Sofik Mamza. And what does the Tanakama mean to say? Va'osar b'mamzeres. So a Sofik Mamza is not permitted to marry a Mamzeres. He's only a Sofik Mamza. So that's what he's telling us. He's only a Mamza Misofik. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oima, ain't a Sofik Mamza. Ain't Mamza Misofik. El Avade Mamza. He means he has a din just like a Avade Mamza. Don't make problems for him. A Sofik Mamza is mutan Avade Mamza. So umut be mamzeres. So the machloikis, the way Abai is saying pshat, the machloikis, the Tanakam Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is a sofik mamzer umut be mamzeres. That's what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds, and the Tanakam holds it's also be mamzeres. Rav Oma Ochikom. Rav said punkfaker. Rishin roili is kohen gadol. Usheini mamzer vaday misofik muta b'mamzeres. Not that Tanakama holds it's muta b'mamzeres. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimein vaday mamzer misofik ala sofik mamzer ba'osu b'mamzeres. Is bekitzer, what we have to know, there's a machlikas abay v'roven what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. Because the halacha, we'll see later as the sugya progresses, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavenoki, whatever he says, that's the halacha. So now the shaila is, what is the halacha? Abaye held the halacha is that a sofik mamzer is also. So therefore he said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is telling us that it's a sofik mamzer, and a sofik mamzer is not permitted to marry a bade mamzeres. And Rav says, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a sofik mamzer is mutter to marry mamzeres. So the Gemara says, ukemivlegi, the machloikis, Abaye v'Rav is the following machloikis. But Rabbi Elazar, the snan Rabbi Elazar Eime, Rabbi Elazar said, vadon bevadon mutter. Avade mamzer is mutter to marry avade mamzeres. Vadoon besveikon, avade mamzer and a sofik mamzeres. Or sveikon bevadoin, or a sofik mamzer and avade mamzeres. Or sveikon besveikon, or a sofik mamzer and a sofik mamzeres also. Ve'elu hein sveikon, Shtuki, Basufi, Vikusi. These are Sofik Mamzerim. And Rabbi Elazar said that Sveikis are also. Period. A Sofik is no Eitzah. The only Eitzah maybe can marry, if you hold Kalgerim, Leikri Kol, so he can marry a Gioris. But like this, he's also in a Sofik, he's also in a Badi Mamza. For Omar of Yehuda Marav, Halochik Rabbi Elazar, we paskin with Rabbi Elazar. So that means, alalacha we paskin, that a suffix mamzer is also be mamzeres, with a suffix mamzeres. Ki amrite kame de shmul, now Rav Yehuda said over this memra of Rav to Shmuel, Omali, so Shmuel said, Rav was machmer, Shmuel had taught us, asori yuchsin olimi bovel, there were 10 yuchsim that came up from bovel, Teretz Yisrael. Kahani, Levi, Israeli, Chaloli, Geiri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi. These are the 10 yuchsim that came up. Vekulon mutarim lovei zebeza. We'll see, it doesn't mean that all are mutar and all, but it means that they can mingle one with the other. Kohen can marry Yisrael and a Levi, the Levi Yisrael can marry a Ger and a Charuri, and Bekitzer, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, are mutarim lovei zebeza. So Memela Hillel said that Sveikas Amuta Bavadoim. So Memela, so Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, if Hillel said that Sveikas Amuta Bat Amrit Halochi Kabaloza, and you say the Loch is like Kabaloza, so Memela, so Bekitza, we have here Amachloikis Rav Shmuel, if Rav holds that Asofik Mamzer is Osebe Mamzeres, And Shmuel holds a Sofik Mamzer's Mutaba Mamzeres. Is Abaye Sovaloki Shmuel? Abaye holds like Shmuel that a Sofik Mamzer's Mutaba Mamzeres. Tamaloche Kehilo. Umukil Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Aliba de Hilchis. So therefore he says Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is Aliba de Hilchis that he holds that it's Mutab. Keichid Leitik Shehilchis Al Hilchis. Rav Sovaloki Rav. Rav holds like Rav that a Sofik Mamzer is also be Mamzeres. The Malachi Kabbalos Abukilo Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Alibe De Hilchis Keichid Leitikshi Hilchis Al Hilchis. We should not have a Kasha Hilchis Al Hilchis. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Rishon, the Sofik Have, the first child that was born, that's a Sofik Roy Lius Koin Godl Mimonavshech. He's Mimonavshech, he can be a Koin Godl. Vasheni, Im Kaimo, if he kept her for a wife, Ad She Yodoloi Ben Vadai, till she had a second son from him, which is really, this is Zicher the Yavam son. This is not the son of the mace. Mamza mi sofik. So this child is a sofik mamza. Shemo rishin ben a mace have it. Maybe it is shemo rishin, maybe the first child ben a mace have it. Bekorle bekoris. Vishtaka chai sheni vlad chai vikrisis o mamza. My comer Abeleza ben Yaakov, heichi motzi lafuki mi sofik mamza. How can Abeleza ben Yaakov say it's not a sofik mamza? Amar Abaye, sofik mamza have vi osa be mamzeres ubekshero. That is what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, oima, ei mamza mi sofik, ala kavali mamza have. Umuta ba mamzeres, te ksova sveikon bevadon muta. Vesheini mamzer, vade havi misofik, kloimim bitoich sofik zeh nasek vade mamzer, that's according to Rove, muta be mamzeres, kemifli yibav Rove, the ma amuki rabbeleze ben Yaakov la teire, ma amuki la lesure, polig vide rabbeleze, the machloikas is, if we pass no at rabbeleze, we pass no at tilu. Now rabbeleze said, vadon besveikon oso, shema hasofik koshehu, maybe the Sofik is kosher, v'nimtza bo mamza bekol. So how could you be matar a Sofik with a vadon? V'chein Sofik mamza besofik mamzeres, the shema ze posel, v'ze kosher. Maybe one is posel, and one is kosher. I just like to say over a shtikul ha'orem, Rabbi Kiveger, in Mishnayis, Soif Perik Gimel, the Rosh Hashanah, brings down Akasha, why don't we say a Sfek Sveke? That means you have here two Svekes. A Svekon besveken is also, so Rashi says maybe one is kosher, maybe one is posel. So Chayri Rabbi Kevege asks, you have two Tzodim leheter. That means maybe both are kosher. And if he's a Mamzer, maybe she's also Mamzeres. So you have two Tzodim for heter. In one tzad, maybe they're a mixture. Maybe one is kosher and one is possible. So lechayre Rabbi Kevege es. So why aren't sveikam besveikam mutar al sveik sveike? That is Rabbi Kevege's akasha, and Rabbi Kevege is machria from this kasha that you don't make a sveik sveike from two people. That means if an each person is not a sveik sveike. No, the combination makes a sveik sveike. We don't make a Svek Sveke from two people. Then Agavucha Rabbi Kevege brings down, someone else wanted to say a different Svore. He wanted to say you have a Svek Sveke L'chumre also. What's a Svek Sveke L'chumre? He says a Svek Sveke L'chumre is like this. Maybe he is kosher and she's posel. And I feel you say he's posel, but maybe she's kosher. So someone to say, you can't say Sfek Sveike because you also have a suffix in the tzad, that one is kosher, one is possible, you have a Sfek Sveike in that also. And that Rabbi Kevega Tain is, that is not a Sfek Sveike lahach. But that's one suffix. Maybe there's a Bias Issel. I have two tzdodim of a Bias Hetel. Maybe both are not Mamzerim, both are Mamzerim. There's one tzad of a Bias Issel. It doesn't matter which one is the mamza, which one is the kosher. So the Kevega says the kash is a kash, and l'cheira the teretz has to be, because you don't make a svek sveke from two people. Let us continue. Shtuki shekoirei oviv, he calls this person the father, v'imai mishas kosei, the mother says, keep quiet, don't call him your father. Asufi shenesaf mineshuk, v'kulikul meiches, shema miposel nisabro, maybe she was nisabro from a posel. Kusi ein matpid al kedusha kesef v'shtar. The last look zay reshova the kiche kiche. So they hold if you give kesef it doesn't mean anything. But mekadosh chad. So even though one was mekadosh, mince v'lidach should get married to the second one. Lefikach kulon sofik mamzerim heim. Shema niskatsha imoy liacha. Kemrisi Rav Yehuda mesaim lemilse v'ozl. Kemrisi lohosh maita dera. Omar, the Shmaita, the Rav Omar, Lohika, Beloza, Kamei, the Shmuel, told us over to Shmuel. Omar Lee, so he told me that, no, how could he be Paschal like Beloza, Hilo Shone, Asari Yuxin, Olomi Bobo, the Kulam, but Tong Lovi Zebeze. I amrit sveiken bevadoin mutter bechoshkein sveiken besveiken heinen mashkaches lekulu metorn zebeze kahanem levim israeli metorn zebeze levim israeli chaloli geiri vacharuri. What's charuri? Avodim mishukhori metorn zebeze geiri vacharuri mamzeiri unesini shtuki vasufi metorn zebeze tekal geirim leikro kol lefikach mamzeirim metorn bemachseid ezer shnuye bekedushin. So if you say that Sveikas Amuta Bavadoin, so then it's Mutom Lovi Zebeze. Fahat Amrit Alochik Rabbalozo, Shein Mams Amuta Bishtuki, Bleshtuki Bishtuki, Bleshtuki Basufi. Nesigni give oinim shenizgair bime Yeshua Baome, Vyesh Bem Tzad Abdus, Dersi Vaitnim Yeshua Chaitve Eitzim, Vishoy Veimayim Laedo. So the Gemara says like this will be shver hilchese a hilchese the kaim alon mishnes rabbeleze ben yakev kav venoki b'meseches git. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says rishin roiliyes koyin godol. So Taisvis asks the kasha for her the oma b'per kama diksubis kabi esse kehanim shepirish echad mehem uboal. And one of these ten kahanim were boyel apnuye. So the Gemara says over there, havlad shtuki. What does it mean havlad shtuki? It's not a mamza. It's a zikha koyin. Shemeshaskin oisoi midin kohune. But we will not have din kohune because by kohune the beinin zaroi miyuchesachov. You have to know who the father is. It's not sufficient for kohune to know he has a father, a kohen. Is the din you have to know zarami? You have to know who the father was. So Tosfos asked the kasha. So how could the Gemara say over here that he's going to be a kohen gadol? He can't be a kohen gadol. Who's the father? I don't know if it's a ben tisha levishin or a ben sheva la'achoy. So Tosfos answers l'kama perek noisim porich lo. The whole din of Zarim Yuchis Achav is only a chumra de Rabbonon. Vechigoz de Rabbonon biznus. So if she was nesabay de iznus, so then they said it doesn't have a kedushas kune. Nesuin legoz. Here Lamaisa was nesuin. She was nesabay to nesuin. Other, she's a neishas amesha, neishas hayavam. So Mamela here, it's called Zar, so they weren't Geyser, even though it's Amy Yuchasah Achav. Sovar lo kerav, the Omar, aloche kerabeloso. That, he holds like Rav, Rava holds like Rav, that we pass him like Rabeloso. So therefore, Rav says, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was machmer. V'hod d'poich basor yuchsim, tabiho d'oma rove d'var teire shtuki kosher. So the Gemara says, d'var teire shtuki kosher, elo, hakada shtuki bi kosher, elo me'ato shtuki shtukis lo yiso. Hakada shtuki bi kosher, the Gemara says it's a chash, maybe on Ochel Mary Achoyso. So the Gemara says, at this chash ben shtuki, shtuki slayiso. So it would seem from that Gemara that Rava holds a shtuki is muta be shtukis. And the Gemara says, kash, elo meyate, it shouldn't be muta. Here, Rava paskins like Rabbi Lozo, that a shtuki is also be shtukis. Lav mishum de la rove shtuki bishtukis, dav de la rove shori shtuki bishtukis, al mishum de gam alibe de rabbonon oma rove milse dohosam. Rove is talking about the rabbonon also, who holds shtuki bishtukis his mutter. Och hi porg rabbonon ami shtuki shtukis lo yiso.